There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Real time.
Indeed, and William Mullally joins us each and every Thursday afternoon to talk at movies. He's our big critic. So, William, what should we be popping out to see this weekend?
There's quite a bit amount of choice this weekend. So I think people might not just be lining up for one movie. They might want to go to a few of these.
All right, so several to choose from. Where are we going to get started?
Paddington 2 is the big one. I think people are very excited about Paddington's return because the first one, I think, was not only well-received in the UK, where Paddington was originally created, but has found a worldwide fandom. It's really become a beloved children's classic.
So what makes Paddington so lovable, do you think?
Paddington, I mean, so obviously there's the famous book series where we have a bear who is found in darkest Peru, who loves marmalade and comes to the UK and is adopted by a nice family of people. And I think this, there's just the simplicity to the story and the optimism and the character himself. It's just a very warm feeling. So I think especially now in a time when people are looking for something that conflict low and that love-based, I think it's probably more relevant than ever to have a film like Paddington around.
So is it appealing, you know, not just to children? This is appealing to the whole family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like, for me, I found the first one to be pretty simple in what it's going for. I don't necessarily, I mean, I think the character of Paddington is obviously a classic, but there's not much here, I think, if you're not completely buying into the premise of there's a talking bear who wears a raincoat and hat and eats marmalade sandwiches. If that's not really your thing, I wouldn't go see this. I wouldn't say that there are layers of depth here. It's just a straightforward, warm family film. And I think if that's what you're looking for, this is the film to see this weekend.
What about the casting this time around? Is it pretty much replicating Paddington the first time out?
I think they've gotten together all the Hughes this time. Last time we had Hugh Bonneville, you know, from Downton Abbey, a number of other beloved British television shows. But they brought along Hugh Grant for the ride. So we got the full Hugh lineup.
All right, the full Hugh lineup. I mean, you know, is it going to appeal, do you think, to, you know, a lot of different nationalities that we have here in Dubai? As you said, it's a very British thing, but, you know, is it going to fill theatres?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think these sorts of films always do well pretty much everywhere when they're done well, just because there's always kids who are going to find wonderment in this silly character of a bear from Peru who comes to live with the family. I mean, I think every kid who has a teddy bear has imagined a story like this, like, what if my teddy bear was real and he came to live with us? So there's a universality to the story that the story taps into that I think is relevant with kids from the UK to the Middle East to Southeast Asia and beyond.
All right, let's have a listen in on the trailer to Paddington 2.
Mr. Gruber!
Oh, what's this?
Oh!
This is London.
It's wonderful.
Aunt Lucy always dreamed of coming to London. If she saw this, it would be like she were finally here.
Aunt Lucy!
Oh, Paddington.
This is perfect. I've had a brilliant idea. I'm going to get a job and buy that book for Aunt Lucy's birthday.
Hello, window cleaner.
Ow.
Are you quite sure you're ready for the workplace, Paddington?
It's Phoenix Buchanan.
Dad's celebrity client.
I suppose you know who I am.
Oh, yes. You're a very famous actor.
VIP. Celebrity.
Or used to be. Now you do dog food commercials.
There's the trailer then. Paddington 2 comes highly recommended from our William. What else is around in cinemas if Paddington isn't quite for us?
So, yeah, if that made you go, like, a bit bleh with how wholesome it was, we have something thoroughly unwholesome just in time for the Christmas season. If you're looking for a Christmas horror film, that is also in theaters this weekend in Better Watch Out.
Christmas horror. Do the two go together?
I think, I mean, what's scary? You know, what makes things, I mean, Stephen King has the theory that he always likes to take something mundane and make it as terrifying as possible. And he's not the only one. Alfred Hitchcock did that with showers, with bathtubs. But here it is a home invasion story. So a babysitter comes to babysit a teenage boy. He's about 13, turning 14 soon. And all of a sudden, strange things start to happen outside.
It sounds pretty scary to me. Let's have a listen into the trailer then. Better watch out.
Want to put her in the mood? Watch a horror movie.
Dude, she's like twice our age. I really don't think it's going to happen.
She's here.
You are breathtaking.
Thank you. Now don't stay up and watch scary movies, okay? It'll give you nightmares again.
So what do you want to do? Santa
is coming. Ricky, why can't you just leave me alone? He's such a jerk.
Don't hang up on me.
What was that?
Oh my God.
Get away from the window.
There's someone there.
Ashley! Are you hiding? I'll find you.
Don't worry, I'll protect you.
So there's one to get us jumping in the cinema. Better Watch Out, blending horror with Christmas. Do we know anyone in this cast?
It's unknowns. You won't have seen Olivia De Jong or Levi Miller, the two stars, anywhere. But really here, I think the draw is I'm sorry if anyone, this might be even a spoiler in saying it, but there is a big twist in this film about halfway. And that's why I'm avoiding saying too much about the plot. For me, what the film becomes in the second half, I think, is a bit too much. It goes a bit too crazy in the insane direction in making the characters as ridiculous as possible. For me, that's kind of a rookie error. You can tell it's made by a first-time filmmaker to have characters that are this off the wall and this, you know, going for those bad guys we've seen in Tarantino type of films. He's watched a bit too many of those films, I think. But I think if anyone loves a good twist in a film, this is one they will not see coming.
Okay, so Better Watch Out, another movie in cinemas this weekend. We're going to come back and talk more here on Real Time.
Real Time.
Yeah, we've already taught Paddington Bear and a little bit of horror on Real Time. William, what else can we check out at the movies this weekend?
We have a comedy and a drama. So really, we've rounded out. Good. I think they've thought this out and what to balance out the lineup with. So if you're looking for straightforward, simple comedy with some of the biggest names in the business, Daddy's Home 2 has come along, bringing even more stars with it in the sequel.
Okay, let's get a load of some of those stars. Who are they?
So in the main roles, I mean, I don't know if you saw the first one, but basically Will Ferrell is the adopted father of two kids and the mother, but the original father, the birth father of these two kids, was a bit too cool, and he just emulates him as much as he can and can't really fill in the shoes of the family of this much cooler father. They work it out by the end, but obviously an even cooler father comes in of one of the children, played by John Cena. So that's the setup here, as well as the father of the father in Mel Gibson. So it's really just about bringing together all these stars and seeing them play off each other. And people are really liking Mel Gibson's performance in this. He really seems to be stealing the show.
So Mel Gibson and John Cena of WWE fame?
Is that something that you pictured?
Not really.
10 years ago.
I didn't expect them to be on the same movie, I must say.
Yeah, I mean, I think John Cena has, whereas The Rock, I think, really came into his own as an action star. I think at first they expected John Cena to have that same sort of route. You know, you saw him being put in those action films. But that's not really his sweet spot. His sweet spot is in these sorts of comedies, playing these ridiculous characters, playing off his ridiculous size and stature and reputation as, you know, this guy who can beat up anybody, kick out at two. And he's really having a lot of fun with these roles. So I love seeing him in every comedy. Even if the movies end up not being very bad, John Cena just gives 110%. It's similar to Batista, I think. Batista is just destroying every single movie that he does because he's putting more effort into it than anyone else. These two, I think, are having a great time in Hollywood right now.
Yeah, it seems to be quite a connection, doesn't it? The you know, the roster of WWE must be on the phone to Hollywood quite often, you know, looking at potential roles for its stars.
Yeah, the question is which one is going to be the next big star, but they have many to choose from. And I think as more people get to know these stars, they're getting to know the different roster of performers who are going to be in Abu Dhabi pretty soon. So you might want to go down there and scope out the next big movie stars.
So who's this movie going to appeal to then, William?
Oh, I think anyone looking for kind of a silly comedy. The reviews for this aren't very good, so if you're looking for a good film, by all means, skip this one. But if you're looking for a Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, zany comedy where I'm sure there's going to be a lot of physical gags, this is definitely the film to see this weekend.
Okay, so we got one more film to talk about, The Mountain Between Us. What do we know about this one?
For me, this is starring Idris Elba and Kate Winslet, who really need no introduction. Those are two of the most beloved actors of this generation. I think Idris is just, he's become, I think people have been yelling about how underrated he is for years. He seems to be finally getting his due, getting a lot of huge roles, getting some big starring parts. Still not James Bond, but I think he's doing pretty well. And for me, I think what makes this most relevant to Dubai and the region, and what makes me want to see it, is it is from Hani Abu Asad, who is a big friend of Dubai, opening some of his great films at the Dubai International Film Festival over the years, including Paradise Now and Amar, both about different issues within Palestine. And they're just fantastic, fantastic films. And he's a director who's always deserved as big a spotlight as possible. So I really want to see. It isn't his first time going into Hollywood, but it seems to be the biggest stage that he's gotten yet.
Let's have a listen into the trailer of this film then, The Mountain Between Us.
I have an emergency surgery to perform in Baltimore. I'll fly wherever I have to tonight to get there for tomorrow morning. Can you help me?
Sir, I think we may have the same problem. I have an idea.
So what's the rush?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
No, it's we're not.
We just met.
So what took you to Idaho?
Medical conference. Are you a journalist?
Mm-hmm.
I would explain the questions.
Alex, can you look at me?
You really hurt your leg.
Your phone smashed. My phone has no signal, and we're pretty high up on the mountain.
We're all we've got, me and you. We can go 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, and 3 hours without shelter. We might die together, and I don't even know you.
We're not going to die. Not today.
So there's the trailer. Fabulous cast. Idris Elba and Kate Winslet. Just give us some premise about the movie.
Kate Winslet and Idris Elba are very, very cold and have no way to get around that. Basically, two people get stranded in the mountains of Utah, just them and a dog, and they have to find a way to survive. It's really that kind of visceral film. And although there's a lot of these sorts of films, it's based on a beloved novel. And people, I think the feedback on this is pretty good. So for me, I'll always watch a survival film. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter the genre. But if you give me the right actors and you put them in the right situation, I can watch it all day.
Finally, tip of the week, 35 dirhams. Which one should we go along and see?
I think your best bet's probably Paddington 2. But I do want to hear what people think about Better Watch Out, especially because in the end, I don't think I like this film, but I do think it was incredibly watchable, and it's a movie that I want to go and sit with people afterwards and argue about. So go watch that, and then we'll argue about whether or not you like it.
William, thanks so much for being with us on the show. We'll catch you next week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.